The circus. You've seen the clowns, the acrobats, and the high wire acts. But chances are you haven't seen the sister act. Reporter Gloria Hillard has the story of an adventurous nun who's made the circus her mission.
In the high desert town of Palmdale, California, the circus has come to town. Sparkling sequined acrobats are about to enter the center ring. And pulling double duty as an usher is Sister Dorothy Fabritz, who stops to say hello to one half of the bow and arrow act.
She and her husband are just awesome. I mean, he takes a bow and arrow and shoots it at her and she doesn't move. I wouldn't do that.
The 70-year-old Catholic nun has spent 18 years in the church's circus ministry. For her, it's a second calling.
I ran away, joined the convent, and then joined the circus. But I'm still in the convent, too. I have the best of both worlds.
The Catholic Church's circus ministry dates back to the 1920s. A priest visits the traveling shows to celebrate Mass, but Sister Dorothy of the Missionary Sisters of the Most Sacred Heart of Jesus lives and travels with the circus families, providing counseling and religious instruction. She says her most important role is a ministry of presence.
And that's really why I'm here. I just want to live the gospel message.
In a checkered shirt and comfortable shoes, she wears a small cross around her neck and fits right in with the circus family.
Hi, cowboy.
How are you doing?
Okay, how are you?
Good.
Yeah?
And I had to ask,
do I make them nervous? You know, maybe in the beginning, maybe they're a little more careful. Maybe not nervous, but more careful of their behavior, more careful of the way they talk.
For the last few months, she's been traveling with Circus Vargas. Ingrid Silva is a 23-year-old flying trapeze artist. She was a young girl when she studied for her first communion with Sister Dorothy. Performers often travel with different circuses, and they had lost touch for many years.
I was so happy last year when I saw her coming back. I was in the ticket office selling tickets, and I saw Sister Dorothy coming, and it was so peaceful to see her. And
the co-owner of Circus Vargas, Katia Quiroga, says Sister Dorothy brings a sense of serenity to circus life.
We are like a little town traveling without a zip code, and Sister Dorothy becoming part of our family, we're very honored to have her here.
People often ask Sister Dorothy how long she'll continue this ministry.
I always answer that question the same way from day one. God told me to start, and God will tell me when it should stop.
After the circus pulls up stakes here in Palmdale, Sister Dorothy hitches her RV to her pickup truck and drives back to Pennsylvania, where she shares a home with her religious sisters. Of course,
some sisters are very interested in every little story I have, so.
And Sister Dorothy of the Missionary Sisters of the Most Sacred Heart of Jesus does not disappoint. For NPR News, I'm Gloria Hillard.